I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Pakistan's relations with the United States have just hit a new low. Islamabad today refused to receive a visit by Washington's special envoy to the country. The Pakistani government is reviewing ties to the U.S. instead. As it does so, it's facing many other problems as well. One of them is the violence that plagues some of Pakistan's largest cities. Fahad Desmukh reports from Karachi.
It's not easy doing any kind of business these days in Karachi.
They came with gunmen, and they said that today we will occupy this place, no matter what.
That's Parveen Rehman. She doesn't work for a bank or a jeweler. She heads a social development NGO in Karachi. What the armed thugs wanted 3 years ago was to take over the group's compound. Luckily, Rehman says, a person in her organization knew someone more powerful, so they turned to him for help.
So he came and he talked to them that if you fire, we'll fire many, many more rounds. So imagine, to save ourselves, we went to a bigger thug.
This is by no means an isolated incident. Many organizations and businesses face similar problems. And it's especially hard to fix because the violence goes right to the top, to city officials and political parties. Karachi houses almost every different ethnic and political group in the country. Muhajirs, Pashtuns, Baloch, Sindhis, not to mention a range of Islamist groupings. All of the different groups have political organizations that claim to represent them. And most of those groups have militias associated with them. And as Parveen Rehman explains, grabbing land brings lots of power.
There is continuous battle over control of various segments of land in Karachi between various groups of people who, I would say, as a strategy, aligned themselves with political parties. And police, and of course all the government departments and the elected members are all partners in this.
It's a strategic mix of politics, crime, and business. Once a political party's thugs steal land, it's divided and illegally sold to others. And that creates an instant beholden constituency. This phenomenon of land grabbing exploits the weakness of state institutions as well as the ever-increasing demand for housing not met by the government. About half of Karachi's estimated 17 million people live this way, dependent on one private group or another.
It could be housing, it could be transport, it could be the supply of drinking water, even electricity.
Haris Gazdar is a political economist at the Collective for Social Science Research in Karachi.
All of these activities are underpinned by informal systems of contract enforcement. So contracts were then enforced by private people, sometimes in collusion with government officials who had all kinds of side deals with them. You had a situation where the private use of violence was legitimate.
Add to the mix, a massive influx of arms to Karachi during the Soviet war in neighboring Afghanistan in the 1980s, bringing what's referred to locally as the Kalashnikov culture. And today, everyone in the city seems to be armed. There are twice as many private security guards in the city as there are police officers, not to mention tens of thousands of private weapons. Faisal Sabzwari is a government minister from the MQM, a party which is often accused of using strong-arm tactics. Sabzwari denies that his party has its own militia, but says it's only normal to be armed in the city.
It's my lawful right to have licensed armed weapon, so I have a license here, and people must have. Why? Politically motivated targeted killings, politically motivated ethnic cleansing. If the police isn't doing anything, rather it's helping out the criminals and gangsters, then in order to save my skin, at least I would acquire a licensed weapon, which is not crime in Pakistan today.
So everyone is armed because everyone else in the city is armed. As political economist Gazdar explains, trying to change this arms race will be extremely difficult.
Any party that fails to adopt that model will not have a presence in the city. And I don't think any party that has a presence in the city can afford to let go of it. The major kind of gaps in urban planning and the major gaps in political management and the existence of military governments over long periods of time have led us there. And we shouldn't expect realistically for any political party to give up on this model on its own.
And until that happens, expect the seemingly unchecked violence in Karachi to continue. For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.